Good morning. My guests this morning are Brooks Anderson and Martha Wade from Art Trails. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Art Trails has come around again. Which one is it? The 27th?
Probably something close to that.
Oh, well, I didn't need that to know that I'm getting old. I know it anyway. Talk about it a little bit. It's 2 weekends in October, the 12th and 13th, 19th and 20th, basically all day long, both days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 to 5. And it's just a showcase of local talent where people open their studios and you can come in and actually see people at work. Some people are doing demonstrations. Some people are just have their space opened up for people to see. And it's a great way to get out and about and see what people are doing in the area.
And in some cases, people are sharing space, right? An artist that might not have exactly the right space for the public to come in for an open studio will share space with another artist. I think I've seen that in past years. What do you suggest in terms of preparing yourself for those 2 weekends in October? What should you do?
Well, it is a lot of work, I must say. I can tell you that. But it's absolutely worth every moment of it. Preparation is make sure you have, for me, I'm an oil painter, and so I make sure that I have enough landscapes, seascapes, and on the wall, and make sure all of the napkins and cups are bought. And just, I have a little, it's like up to a wedding. You have like this many weeks before, you have this going on and that going on. So it's a lot of prep, but it's so worth it.
Have you done others of these books?
Yes, I've done Art at the Source in June.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a very similar kind
very
of show.
Similar, yeah.
Martha, what is your métier? What do you work in the arts?
I'm a painter and I work in oil. I do mostly figurative work, sort of a narrative sometimes. Uh-huh. But I love the figure. I love the expressive qualities to it. I'm also a muralist, so I work in acrylic as well, but that's my more commercial work.
So how are you preparing to meet the public?
Well, I'm trying to get some paintings done. That's the main thing.
That's it. I suspected that was the case. It's just like working for a show that's opening, right?
Absolutely.
Do I really have enough to put on those walls? Have you done Art Trails before?
I did Art Trails for the first time last year. I've done Art at the Source. This is my third year for Art at the Source. The primary difference with Art Trails is that unless you are unable to work out of your own studio, you are required to show your work at your own studio. Uh-huh. So if you don't have a space for people that people can actually come into, you share the space. But generally speaking,
right.
You're seeing people in their own space with their own materials and their own setup.
I think Art at the Source may be more...
Yes.
There may be more shared spaces.
Yeah, Art at the Source is a lot of people combine efforts. So there is a more... Oftentimes you'll have more of a variety of media in the one space.
So the catalog for Art Trails is a marvel all by itself. I always look forward to seeing it. Can you cite some places that people might go to get that catalog?
I would say Riley Street, Village Art Supply. You know, I would say are just a couple of ideas.
Certainly,
the
various
stores.
Copperfield stores too.
Copperfield's bookstores
and any of the galleries like Grayton Gallery. I know Corax has got a lot of Art Trails pieces right now.
That's right, and again, Copperfield's at least in Sebastopol always has a wonderful exhibit in the window of the pieces. Well, thanks very much for coming in. And
thank
let
you.
Me tell people
thank
once
you.
Again that it is Art Trails for 2013, October 12th and 13th, and 19th and 20th. For information, the number is 579-2787, or online, go to arttrails.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.